Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Hello, 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 hello. Claire Akers here, coming to you live from Sunbank Mills in Farsley. And the very fact I am here live on a Wednesday afternoon instead of a Thursday morning, it pretty much exemplifies what I want to talk to you about today. So if you're watching me live, please say hello in the comments. And if you are catching up a little bit later, please say hello with hashtag replay. So today's conversation is called, it's Reflections on November, and the subtitle is How Am I Still Sane? This has been probably one of the busiest months of my life, and I'd just love to share some reflections with you, really, because, well, my job title is an authenticity coach, which is a totally made-up job title, right? Which is one of the joys of being a female entrepreneur. You can make up your own job title, but it does what it says on the tin. I never pretend to be perfect. I never ever pretend or try to put myself on a pedestal or a pedal stool if you watch the IT crowd. I share the journey, right? I share the journey. I share the ups, the downs, the lows, the highs, the learnings, so that we can all go on this journey together. That for me is the essence of authenticity, knowing who you are, what you stand for, and then having the courage to live that every day. So like I say, this has been one of the busiest months of my life, and I'd love to share both what's happened with you, but also what the learnings have been, what I have taken from this period. So the first theme is living my values with my kids and husband. So one of the landmark pieces that happened was in half term doing the NC 500 in our camper van, Nelly, or Nelly the Money Pit, as we like to call her. Now, back in January of this year, I had a vision. I had a vision that we should get a camper van. And what that resulted in was us getting rid of my very nice 4x4 with all the comforts and the gadgets and whatever, and investing in a pre-loved VW camper van. Because one of mine and my husband's shared values is adventure. And that's something that is so important to us to instill in our kids. So this year we've been to Cornwall, we've been to the south of France, we've been to Scotland a few times, we've been to the Lake District a bunch of times. But in half term, so at the start of this month, we decided we wanted to take our kids on the NC 500, which is the North Coast 500, which is round the top bit of the Scottish Highlands. And that was... it was just wonderful. It was just wonderful and living proof that you can live your values. So our shared values, as I say, are adventure, but also freedom and independence. And yeah, absolutely. We have three kids. They fell out a lot when they were sitting in the back of the van. But also we showed them just beauty and choice and adventure and deciding we wanted to go somewhere else that day and just doing it and just the beauty of their open road. So that was one piece. And then another piece to mention why it's been the busiest period of my life is that for two of the 4 weeks, my husband has been away. So week one, he was up in Scotland in the van on his own, doing his qualifying walks for his mountain leader exams, which involved going off for 3 days, with nothing but a rucksack, a tent, and a poo shovel. and sleeping in bothies and out in the open and all that stuff. And I still maintain he had it much easier than me, because it is really, really blooming hard, isn't it, to try and run a business when you were doing everything at home as well. You know, hats off to the single parents. I was a single parent for a couple of years when I got divorced from my first marriage, and I had just Phoebe at home when she was little. And it is so, so hard. And gosh, the thought of having to do that full time, run a business and do all the stuff for our three kids and all their associated paraphernalia, it has not been easy. And I've definitely been on the edge a few times over the last month. So that was week one, his training. And then week four was his exam. So he's had 2 weeks out of the four off on his own, having a lovely time. But I'm pleased to say that he has passed his exams with flying colours. So I will raise a glass to Anthony Akers and say that he's passed all his exams now. So he's done really, really well. And I'm really, really pleased that he is home now and that's all done. But I could very easily turned into angry mum, into angry Claire, into just give up and just survive through this month. But what really, really helped me, and I share this in the hope that if you're similarly overwhelmed, it might help you too, is keeping up my essential standards. So making sure that I was doing all the things that I need to do in order to stay sane, but also to stay connected to who I am and why I am doing all this. So for me, that is yoga, that is meditation, that is journaling, and that is going in my ice bath. And I know that if I take just an hour to myself to do that a day, and for the reasons of getting some time to myself and self-preservation, that has been at 5 a.m., I know I can deal with anything. And I've definitely needed that time to myself to cope with my husband being away. So that is piece number two. And then towards the end of that gauntlet, let's call it that, I'm really, really proud to report that I beat my imposter syndrome and won my first award. And I've got one there prepared here. Earlier, so I'll just show you that for the video, and apologies if you listen to this on the podcast, but there is my award, and it is from Smartworks for that we were the event of the year winner, which is for the Lean and Leads Women of Excellence Awards, which we did back in March, and that is something I am really, really proud of. I woke up one day, I had a vision that we should do an awards as Lean and Leads, and we made it happen. I say we because it was a team effort, but I'm really, really proud to own that. And I had to really, really tackle with the imposter syndrome that came up around winning that award. And it was only last Wednesday evening that we won. And I had huge, crippling imposter syndrome at the thought of owning that award. And I've done a previous live stream specifically on that, so go seek that out if you're interested in hearing more about that. But in the end, I chose to celebrate and bask in that achievement and winning that award. And that for me is a huge win. A few years ago, I would never have been able to just really, really celebrate that. And I may have slept with the award on my pillow while Anthony was away, just saying that. Okay, so the next piece was finally achieving the number one reason I set up a business in the first place. So this is really, really interesting. So this is, I've been in business 8-9 years now, a decent amount of time anyway. And when I set up a business, I always had a vision of running retreats in the Lake District. And there's been various twists and turns along the way. The journey has taken some unexpected directions. However, in November, I ran my first retreat with a gorgeous, gorgeous group of women in the Lake District. It's called The Rewilding. It's for women who yearn to reconnect with who they are through the beauty of nature. And we had the most incredible time together. It was absolutely incredible. We had wild swimming, we had hiking, we had dawn up a mountain, we had a hot tub under the stars, we had group coaching sessions, we had one-to-one coaching sessions I was able to offer. We were just, it was my vision to hold these women in a bubble throughout the week, to be nurtured, to be nourished, so they could get the time and space to release what they needed to, but also create the space for that next level transformation to come in. And I'm so pleased and happy to report that we absolutely achieved that. All the women who came with me, they achieved a transformation. And this is really interesting. It wasn't necessarily what they thought they were coming on retreat for, but they managed to achieve the perfect transformation for them. You know, it's that stuff that they didn't even know they were craving. And it was so, so beautiful to watch that journey unfold for them. And there were definitely some learnings along the way. There were definitely some setbacks, but this is all part of the journey, right? And this is another reason that I'm really, really proud, is being able to deal with those setbacks, to release the expectations of what should be, in order to acknowledge and celebrate what actually is, that trust and releasing piece. And that is so, so interesting. And I didn't think I was going to share this, but it's coming out my mouth, so buckle up. The most profound thing for me that came out of the retreat is that my heart completely opened. I wasn't expecting that. I came back with my heart absolutely opened and welcoming. And specifically, I came back absolutely head over heels in love with my husband. Was not expecting that. I mean, obviously, I love him. We've been together 10 years. You know, it all becomes a bit transactional, but I am obsessed with him. It's quite embarrassing, really, but it's just really interesting, isn't it, that when you are open to things, the most beautiful unexpected stuff can occur. And just the joy of capering naked in a lake with lovely, lovely clients is just, you can't get that in a boardroom. Yeah, so I'm running another retreat in February. So if you have listened to this piece and you think, oh, that sounds interesting, drop me a message and we can have a chat about whether the retreat is a good fit for you. And then the final piece I want to talk about is I am currently right in the middle of the most impactful coaching series I've ever created. Now, I quite regularly run 5-day coaching series, totally free, for the community on a specific theme. So I've run them on visibility, I've run them on leveling up, all sorts of different topics. But this particular one is on imposter syndrome, and it's brand new, and it's called the Imposter Epiphany, and I am on fire. I absolutely love it. We've got over 150 women signed up to this thing, totally free. They're just giving up their time in order to be taught by me for 30 minutes a day, Monday to Friday, and we're having a ball. Oh my gosh, it is an absolute privilege to hold space for these women. I can see the light bulbs going off left, right, and center. I can see how much they are getting from our time together. I'm having an absolute blast and the time of my life sharing this stuff. And I know that this coaching series is changing lives. And again, it's about having that vision and just trusting and putting it out there. And if you know you have imposter syndrome and you would like my help with sorting it out, watch this space, or again, send me a message, because there is something very special on its way to you. So I am very, very pleased to have got to the end of all those landmark events and, you know, to still be in the middle of the coaching series. But there are some common themes, right? You can see the common themes that have emerged during that period. And I want to share them in the hope that it will help you too. So the first one is having a big, bold vision for myself. One that feels really stretchy, one that feels a bit triggering, one that feels a bit, oh my gosh, could I actually do that? Is anybody going to want that? What are they going to say? That big, bold, beautiful, audacious vision. It's about having that and clinging on to that and being clear about that when things get a little bit rocky. And then the second theme is being brave and putting myself out there. Anybody can have a dream. Anybody can have a big idea. It's the action. It's the bold, brave, vulnerable, consistent action that makes the difference. To consistently showing up, to picking yourself up if something goes wrong, to holding onto that vision when you're losing sight of it and you feel like you're wading through treacle and nothing's happening. It's taking that action. And it's doing the inner work, those essential standards that I spoke about, to keep on track, to keep things going, to be aware of triggers, to keep on track, having those essential standards, those daily non-negotiables that keep me on track with what I'm trying to do. And then finally, it's enjoying it along the way. You know, why bother? Why exert any energy? Why summon up the courage if you're not going to enjoy it, if it's not going to bring you joy? So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.